This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Welcome back to another episode of Let's Chat Podcast, y'all. I am your host, JoJo.
And I'm Zyra.
Ooh.
What's popping?
Brand new whip just hopped in. There is no new whip.
No new whip.
Relax.
I was looking at her like, what?
Sound good, though. Uh-huh. One day, babe. We'll get there one day.
One day.
Anyway, so catch up. Let's get into it.
Life is crazy. Well, we had an episode last week, if you haven't listened to it, but we didn't have a chance to post it on any social media.
About
like,
what?
I haven't posted any podcast clips of
the last episode. I forgot about that.
Uh-huh.
Right. So last episode just went solo dolo. We released it and it was on its own.
Yeah. I was like, I mean, it still had good numbers. Like,
yeah.
There was a need to like advertise a little, but... Yeah, we did have a new episode, if you didn't know. So go ahead and listen to it if you haven't done so already.
That was the one where we did all the, like, anonymous Q&A. Submissions.
Yeah.
That were like, oh, confession this, confession that. And as somebody actually commented on the YouTube video and was like, oh, one of those were my submissions. So thank you.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I saw that.
But, yeah, catch up. We went to
Oh, my God. She breaking the thing.
We went to Colombia.
Again.
We did.
Mm-hmm.
And so, what's up?
Well, let's talk about the good stuff before the bad stuff.
Girl, I wasn't even going to give them the hint of the bad stuff.
Oh, really? Why not?
Until we got there.
Oh, okay. I mean, if you ever go on vacation and you have a perfect trip, then good for you.
Yeah, valid.
Good for you, because it's always something.
It's a hit or miss for sure.
It's always something.
It's always
But yeah, so we went to Colombia again.
I
have a sister who has an Airbnb there, so we're blessed to like not have to like pay for like hotel and Airbnb and stuff like that. And it was a family vacation, so this was your first official family vacation.
Yes,
because
it was.
Before, like, you've been to Florida and you did the whole driving thing. So, I don't know. Florida is just, like, more low-key and, like, whatever.
So, that's what I had mentioned, too. I was like, damn, this is, like, essentially my first family vacation with them. Mm-hmm. But I did go to Florida, I think, like, 2 New Years ago. Mm-hmm. And I spent it out there because her sister lives in Florida. So, and, like, they always do that with the kids out there. So, I was like, all right. And, like, that was, like, my first... I feel like that was my first family holiday, not really a vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I was excited for that too. But this time is like first time completely traveling together. Like,
yeah. Like on two
flight
planes,
after flight.
Flight after yeah. flight. Like, yeah.
Out like to a point where we're out somewhere where we all don't know or all not that familiar.
Yeah,
with.
International.
Yeah. So that was fun. I liked it. It was cool. It's very more like. Even, I think we all noticed it was, like, the first time we went, it was just me, her, mm-hmm. her sisters, like, grown-ups, adults. There was no kids.
Yeah.
And this time around, it was, like, way more kids.
Yeah.
So,
a lot of screaming, a lot of craziness.
Yeah, the energy is definitely different when there's kids around. But nonetheless, it was cute. It was a wholesome time.
Yeah.
So, I feel like we did a lot less this time. One, because it was raining. It rained literally every day we were out there. I got tatted up.
She did her whole back.
And I did. Jeez Louise. And I will give the reveal when I'm ready.
I mean, it looks good now, so you can always give the reveal now. But you're going to wait?
I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait. I am in no rush. Okay. I'm in no rush.
Okay.
But yeah, I did that, and that was fun.
Yeah, I'm not getting tattoos in the U.S. anymore. Like, we be... Okay, so my sister and her man, they go there all the time, and they found, like, this really good tattoo artist who has multiple shops, and I feel like they do really good work.
Really
like,
good work.
Like, no bullshit. Fine work. Like, no, like... Really good work for, obviously, way cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you really got a good deal.
Yeah, yeah. The guy I went with, which... Again, I'll put it out there when I'm ready to put it out there. But the artist that I went with, he had really, really good work. He was super nice. The studio that we were in was super nice. You know, nothing crazy and over the top, but nonetheless, the people there were really nice.
You want to give them a range of, like, how much it cost?
Okay, so...
She didn't do her whole back. I'm exaggerating.
No, it was,
half of her back, like a quarter of your back.
Yeah, so I already have, like, a centerpiece on my back, like, on the top half of my back. Not even half. The centerpiece of the top of my back. And, like, there was basically my left shoulder back half is what I got tatted. And I paid, I'm not going to say it was cheap. I paid a pretty penny. But for what I paid before, I don't know. I don't want to say I paid a lot because I have, like, my original, like, my actual artist, he's always been good to me. And he's never charged me an arm and a leg. So that will always be my main man. And he continues to do my tattoos till this day. I just decided to get one while I was out there. Since everyone was getting one at that point. Because, like, her sisters got tatted up. Her brother-in-law got tatted up. So it was, like, you know, a family function at this point. But I paid just about $600 for this piece.
Yeah.
And...
It sounds like a lot, but you guys have to see it.
Yeah, yeah. Once you see the work, you're just like, all right. Because honestly, I think it would have been way more if I would have got something like that out here.
Oh, my goodness. Way more.
Like, from any artist outside of my original artist.
Yeah. I mean, you got to think about it. Like, tattoo artists have, like, a minimum.
Yeah.
Like, no matter how small or whatever, like, let's say you really want a small tattoo, their minimum could be, like, $150.
Yeah.
And that's for, like, a small piece.
Valid.
So just imagine, right? If you get something that's, like, more detailed.
But it's still wrapped up right now. I leave it wrapped up for a few days. And then, you know, I'll let it breathe and go from there.
Yeah.
The worst part about getting a tattoo, though, I'm always so excited to get it. And then when I'm in the process of getting it, I'm, like, regretting it. I'm like, what am I doing? Why am I here? Like, I hate this process. Like,
yeah.
Like, once you're, like, two, three hours deep, and honestly, like, my pain tolerance probably only goes as far as, like, the first 3 to 4 hours. After that, and this took 8 hours.
Just about.
So 8 hours. I was, like, at that point, I know I'm not the only one. At that point, I wanted to fight my artist. Because now I felt like it was all intentional. Like, you're hitting the same spot that you know that hurts, and it's on purpose, and I want to fight you. Like,
he's just doing his job.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Being a perfectionist.
He was saying that. He was like, yeah, I think she want to fight. And I started laughing because I was like, ooh, you know I was tight.
Oh, okay.
But he did a great job, and he was absolutely great with me. Awesome. I use Google Translate. Nah.
What language should I translate to?
Google. Be quiet.
Don't even say Google anymore.
I know. I played myself. So yeah, that was the fun thing. We ate a lot, which was also good, which actually is what took Daira out of the game or the rest of the vacation, really.
Yeah. I literally lost 7 pounds this week. 7 pounds.
Tragic.
Yeah. And I've talked about it before, but I have Crohn's disease, which is like IBS, but it's worse because it's actually, like, diagnosed and you can get surgery for it, all of that. I've had it for years, like almost 15 years. I've had flare-ups before, but nothing like this, bro. Like, it was like I couldn't eat. I literally had to go to the hospital. Then after the hospital, I had to go to a doctor that came. Well, the doctor came to the Airbnb. They was giving me IVs. Then when we came back, I went to another to a hospital in the U.S. It was just a fucking tragedy.
Yeah.
Like, literally, well, it was like I got sick like maybe like 3 days into the trip. So after that, I was down bad. Like, I couldn't do shit. Like, I was so weak. Nothing. I was throwing up. I was like,
her like temperature was low at one point.
Like, instead of it being high, like my temperature was like at 91. It was the weirdest shit in the world. And like in Colombia, when you go to the hospital, like I feel like we're so quick in the U.S. to like complain about like, oh my God, they're terrible here. And they really are. Like sometimes the hospitals suck. But I feel like in Colombia, they're quick to give you medication. And over here in the U.S., it's the opposite. It's like, we're going to run all the tests, which is good, but that shit costs money. But we're not going to give you anything. If anything, we're going to give you Tylenol. Like, girl, I could get that in the fucking pharmacy. Mm. Like, are you serious? So I feel like in Colombia, they didn't do the test, but they gave me meds. And then when I came here, they ran tests. They were like, well, everything looks normal. So we think you got like food poisoning or something. And I'm like, of course I would. Of course I would. We went to this really, really nice restaurant. What's it called?
Something in Tulum.
It's called, yeah, Tulum. Oh, Tulum. Tulum in Mexico or something like that. Medellin, and it's a popular restaurant where a lot of people go for birthdays. And we were like, well, we want to go to like a little birthday thing for my nephew and like go to a nice restaurant. They have like really cute drinks. There's like women dancing around. There's people playing instruments and all this shit. They give everybody like a little sparkly thing. Living our best life. Then the next day, I am just like, I don't know what the fuck it was. I don't know if it was the shrimp or elote, but I always eat elote and I've never had a reaction like this, but it was not, I've never seen something like that. Like, I'm not even exaggerating. Like, it was like 7 pounds in a week. You can just imagine.
Like, it took her out.
Down bad. Like, I'm in the airport on a wheelchair. That's how bad it was.
Yeah.
Looking crazy.
Cutting lines and everything.
Cutting lines. I was like, okay, special treatment. Okay. Y'all gonna put me in first class or what? Nah, they didn't.
Nah, put her ass straight in the back.
Yeah, I couldn't even walk, bro. It was bad.
Yeah, and it's sad to see. And like her parents, I don't want to say like I'm like it's normal or anything or like I'm used to it, but like I live with you, right? Yeah. So I feel like you've had a lot of
hospital trips.
Yeah, within the last couple years of us being together, and I feel like maybe your parents forgot what that was like.
Yeah.
Because now that we're back here and they were actually with us when it was happening, like your mom was like really scared.
Like, oh my God, my mom was crying.
She was crying. Like, it was like when we were in the hospital, she
when I was sitting,
yeah. So we get to the hospital. Mind you, the first hospital she went to, you didn't tell them the first.
Oh my God. So I go to the first spot hospital and they're like, yeah. It's going to take, first of all, they were
this
like,
is 4 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, 4 o'clock in the morning. They're like, so where are you from? They always ask this. And I'm like, why do you care? Mm-hmm. The United States of America. And then they were like, okay, well, it's going to take 24 to 36 hours for someone to see you. And I was like, what? But I believe them, honestly, because there was so many people there that actually needed like really like attention. Like people's older people, their feet were swollen. They were like on wheelchairs. There was this lady, like she had throat cancer and like her throat was like open. It was like, crazy. It was wild. This man was like, he could barely stand and he was like throwing up. And I was like, oh, this is like, I felt like, oh my God, like, where do I go? Mm. Like, this is crazy. And like, look at me looking all healthy and young. They're like, you don't need shit. Like, you can leave. So they were like, you should go to this other clinic that foreigners go to. And, like, maybe they'll take care of you there. And then that's what happened. But I feel like the reason why they took care of me there so quickly is because I was like, okay, like, now I'm really about to faint. Like, now we had to travel, take all these taxis 20 minutes away. By the time I get there, I'm like, I'm about to throw up. It was terrible.
She ends up throwing up.
Throwing up as I'm checking in. Yeah. And I'm telling the lady, I need to throw up. I couldn't even find a fucking bag to throw up in anywhere. So I threw up in the sink.
It was bad. It was bad. I was like, let me hold her hair, but I'm holding her hair like this.
It was disgusting.
Yeah. Which I didn't even, I'm like, what the fuck does she have to throw up? Because she's only been like shitting for the last day or two.
It was the breakfast I had.
You had breakfast?
I had an omelet.
Oh, I didn't know you
ate breakfast. Yeah, with corn. Yeah.
Oh, the day before.
No. Oh, well, because we morning. And then that night is when I threw it up.
Anyway.
Monday, we went to breakfast. I felt sick Monday night. Tuesday morning, we went to the hospital. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. That's all I had. Literally an omelet.
Yeah. So they get her in a little bit. And we're behind a curtain waiting, chilling. She has to go to the bathroom. She goes to the bathroom by herself, which I honestly should have known better. But one thing that if you know, you know, is that Daira's a stubborn person and she's going to do what she wants to do.
So, I mean, what am I going to do? Shit myself?
So
go wash it.
No. So she goes to the bathroom and I'm like, okay, like I'm going to let her do her thing. Like I don't want to be up her ass. So I'm like, all right, she feels good to go to the bathroom. She's going to go to the bathroom. She goes and I'm sitting in the chair. Mind you, we're all so tired. And I'm just like chilling, waiting for somebody to come in. And I hear like my name being called distantly, like distantly. And initially I looked and I didn't see nobody. So I was like, all right. I was like, I guess somebody else here has that name. So, you know, I lay right back in the chair and I'm just like, all right. And then I hear it like almost getting closer. And I'm like, who the fuck is calling me? And then her mom pops in of the hallway, like where we're at. And she's just like, you know, saying my name and like in a scare. So I don't even have my shoes on because I gave her my shoes to go to the bathroom. So I jump up out the fucking chair and I'm running down the hallway and I'm like, what? And her mom's like, mm-hmm. And I'm like, this girl's on the floor. I guess she fainted. And I'm like, what the fuck? So by that time that like the nurses and stuff were already there, we're like getting her in a bed.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I guess that put a little heat under their ass because then they put an IV in for her.
Yeah, I was just really just dehydrated as fuck. Mind you, I was drinking Pedialyte like crazy. Like, I'm so over Pedialyte after this. Like, I'm over it completely. And I remember telling Jojo, like, oh, I want to do like a little juice cleanse. Like, why don't we do like a little three-day juice cleanse or whatever.
After that experience. Nah, bro.
But you know what it was, though? It was like going to the bathroom all the time. Because it's one thing just eating and like you're good. But like, the fact that you're eating and then running to the bathroom. It's like, what's the point?
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing here? So, yeah. So, that was a tragedy of the trip. Ended up getting sick. Not whole trip got ruined because we still did stuff. Like, we still did the touristy stuff. Like, I feel like... Oh, I went to the dentist. Another thing. I went to the dentist as well over there. Got my teeth whitened. And I got a veneer. Just one. And it was something that I really wanted to get done because I went to so many dentists here. Like, listen, there's this one tooth that really bothers me. It's just like a little bit more yellow. Little things that like people be like, I don't see it. But it's like something that bothers me. And the reason why is because I've had braces. I had Invisalign. And I'm like, the tooth is not fixing itself. I've done the white crest strips, all of that. And it's to the point where I'm like, this tooth is rotting. Like, I have a lot of teeth problem, believe it or not. And, you know, it's funny. People who have a lot of teeth problem also have a lot of health problems. Like, that's connected in some way. And you don't have any because your teeth are perfect. So, yeah. But, yeah. So, I found this doctor on Instagram. I'll tag her if you guys want. And she has, like, a lot of followers. But I feel like her clinic is small for a reason because it's, like, we're going to give you, like, what you're looking for. It's not, like, I've talked to so many dentists and they'll be like, oh, you got to change 8 to 10 teeth. I'm like, are my teeth that bad? Because I don't think I have to change my whole mouth. Like, I told you I had Invisalign and I have braces. And I have braces on my bottom teeth, too. So I was like, oh, that's crazy. Like, I mean, we'll see what it looks like.
I was just trying to make the bucks.
I even went to a doctor in New York just to talk to them, get the consultation, take pictures, all that. They said he said, I think we could do like the one tooth that bothers you and the little whitening. They said $30,000 when I went there.
That was never happening.
I said, thank you so much. I will go ahead and look at this and I will let you know. As soon as we got into that elevator, I looked at Jojo like, they gotta be fucking kidding me. $30,000? That's a down payment on a house. For 10 teeth only? That I have to change in another 15 years? You're bugging, bro. Especially when my teeth aren't that bad. I was like, oh, y'all wasting my fucking time here. I was like, okay, well, did the consultation here. Y'all playing games. Okay. And I found that doctor because of this girl we follow, Erica. She went to them and I was like, oh, let me go see them. But whatever. That dentist was so nice. And she was like, your teeth are so beautiful. Like, I know what you mean with like the little tooth that bothers you. We're going to go, you're going to go to the lab. They're going to match it with like your other teeth. That way it's not too white. Because that's the other thing. I was like, I don't want to look like I have cheekless in my mouth. Like, don't do that. Because I don't like that look. I don't like the fake, too fake, too white. It's like
too perfect.
Right. It's too perfect. So I was like, that's not the look I'm going for. Yeah. And I feel like she did such a good job. And like, she just kept complimenting my teeth. And like, everything was so quick and so cheap. Literally so cheap. For one veneer, I'll give you guys a range. Because I had to do some, they had to cut a little bit of my gums. And they had to whiten it, and I did 3 sessions. The range was like from $300 to $500, US dollars, for a veneer, plus the teeth whitening, plus the retainer, because I wear a retainer at night, and I was like, give me 2 retainers.
I see my teeth.
Give me 2 retainers, because I need that. And yeah, just super nice, friendly. Even my dad went to go get a teeth cleaning, so it literally just all worked out. And like, luckily, I wasn't feeling bad, like, during the time that I had to, like, get that work done. Yeah. And it was pretty quick, too.
Facts. Yeah. All in all, now she's feeling better.
I'm feeling almost, like, a brand new person here.
I hate to say it again, but we really almost skipped another episode. Especially because, like, we just got back. We came back, had to go to the hospital again. And it was
we didn't even get to go to Preciosa night in New York.
I know.
Because it's the same day that we came from JFK and I was at the hospital and shit.
Yep.
Imagine.
So, all in all, it's been a great but busy past week. It's like to the point where it's like we need a vacation from the vacation.
That is the worst.
Yeah,
we do that a lot. Like me and Jojo, I don't think we go on vacation. I think we travel.
Yeah,
I think we gotta change.
We're doing the most.
You gotta change the wording. I think there's a difference between like traveling and then vacationing. Because vacation, you're relaxing. You're reading books. You're getting a tan. You're eating whatever the fuck you want. And travel is like, oh, okay, we have an itinerary. We got appointments. We got tattoo appointments. We got this. We have that. We got.
We want to see that. Like, we're constantly exploring.
Right. And like, when you're traveling with family, especially my family, it's not like they're not timely people. They're not timely people. We get there when we get there. Kids running around. My nephew has autism, so it's like it's really chaos. Like it's chaotic all the time.
Love y'all though. Anyway, that's our catch up for the past week. For this episode, it's just another freestyle episode, y'all. It was either come up with another freestyle episode or not give you an episode.
Not give you shit.
Which, you know, sometimes we do, but you know, we wanted to give y'all something because we didn't want to just come back with nothing. But this episode, we just going to get into some, like, potential, you know, good conversation starters. Not only for, obviously couples. And I think I had sent you one that was, like, with friends or starting to date. I don't know. Mm-hmm. So I've followed this page on TikTok, and it's, like, how do you say it? Like,
they're cards. They're called flamingo cards.
Yeah. There's actually like 2 or 3 different mm-hmm. pages of different like type of questionnaire. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I follow them and they bring up like a lot of good like questions I feel like you don't think about. So this, when I see this though, like this makes me think about like the, you know, when you're in those first dating stages mm-hmm. and you're like having late night talks and, you know, just coming up with things that you just happen, that you just happen to be thinking about. And I feel like we all have those phases and periods when we're dating, and we love those phases because that's where like you're, I don't know, like in that deep
convos.
Yeah. And it, that's where like that connection and bond starts to grow. So I feel like as couples, especially like as me and you being together 3 years in our 4th year now, like it's a little bit, not that we don't, because we live together, we talk mm-hmm. about so much already, but I feel like sometimes we can get away from that. Mm-hmm. So I think that like this page, which it's called, like she said, flamingo.cards on TikTok. This is not sponsored. Yeah. And yeah, right. But I feel like they had some good questions, and I wanted to go over it with me and her. We've looked at it, but we haven't like answered it. So yeah. You know, if I'm stuck, then I'm skipping it.
This reminds me of like a Patreon episode.
Like we did one?
Like the format.
Oh. I don't know what that means.
Okay, continue.
Excuse me. So the first question is, if you could, would you rather spend a day with your younger or older self?
I saw this question. I thought about it.
Okay.
I feel like a lot of people would say their younger self. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't say that.
Valid.
Because I feel like there's not things about me now that I'm like so regretful of that I need to go back to my younger self and be like, don't do this or do that. Like, I feel like I came out to be like a well individual. Like, I don't feel disappointed by like my accomplishments or anything like that. Like, I feel like I've tried my best and I'm mm-hmm. still always trying. Like, it's like, what else could I fucking do, girl? Like, right. Jesus Christ. Yeah. So I wouldn't go back to my younger self. I feel like maybe when it comes to relationships, I could go back to my younger self, but I feel like at the same time, those are experiences. Like all the romantic relationships that I've had, regardless if it was with men, women, whatever, I think they were all like a learning experience. So I don't really regret any of them, and I wouldn't go back like, don't date them, or yes, date them, bullshit like that, you know? Facts. But I would want to see like my older self just to like, I don't know, like, I feel like not to tell the future, but kind of like to, like, what can I do to help my older version? Like, I wanna get to a stage in life where I'm just like soft girl era, like, you know? So it's like, I would try to see and, I don't know, try to figure out like, how can I help you as an older person, me being younger? Like, someone who's like in their 60s, is it your health? Do you need to do something with the health situation? Like, what's happening with you? What, you know?
Yeah. I think that's a big thing for you.
Oh, like the health stuff, yeah. Is always. I think, like, it's so weird because I feel like I eat pretty good. I mean, like, I don't understand what they want me to do. Yeah. Become a vegan? No.
I think that I agree with some of that. This is like where my like gray area personality mm-hmm. comes in. Because I feel like naturally, like you said, we want to go to our younger selves and be like, listen, you're going to be good. You're fine. You turned right. out well. Like all those, like you said, all those experiences were necessary, even though it hurt in the time and we didn't want it. But I'm very big on like things happening. I don't always want to say things happen for a reason, but things happen how they happen, and it's what you do with it. It doesn't matter. Like, things are always going to happen. We can't always control what happens to us, and we just have to be resilient enough to like move past it. And that's like basically what I do, is just find a way to get over it or like through that hurdle. But I think I wouldn't even want to like sit with my older self either, though.
Why are you scared?
I don't want to say that I'm scared, but I don't want to ruin my present. Mm. So I think I would just sit with myself how I am right now. Naturally, we want to know if we're better than what we are right now, because sometimes, like, even like, I won't say I'm in the worst time right now, but for some people who kind of feel like they are in their worst, they want to know that they made it to the better. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like that just ruins your present. I don't know.
Really?
Even when you're like, especially like now, I'm in a good position. I feel like I'm not like in, I don't know. I just feel like it ruins it. Because mm-hmm. then you're just like, you're going to be so eager to get to that point in your life mm-hmm. that you're going to forget or like not be in the present mm-hmm. right now, because you're like, oh, like, I don't know. I almost feel like it won't motivate you to be better.
No, I think it will.
I don't know. I mean, maybe some. I'm not going to say it's going to be, you know, non-motivating for all. But
I think what will be unmotivating is if you see yourself and you're like, that's not who I want to be or who I want to become, or like what the fuck I was thinking. Like,
well, that
I
mean, too. Things, so then things, wouldn't you want to just be
the take a turn, you know? Like, right. God forbid something happens. People get into car accidents. People lose their jobs. Like, it's like, oh my goodness. Like,
yeah,
things really could take a left.
But that ruins your present as well. Because now you're like, oh, how did I get there?
But at the same time, it makes you, I feel like it also makes you like appreciate life, because you're like, oh, then I gotta live right now, because clearly things aren't looking well for me.
Or it could just speed up that really bad situation.
Depends on your age, I feel
yeah,
like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, but valid. All right, next question. If someone offered you a box containing everything you ever lost, what would you look for first?
I've lost so many things. I wouldn't really look for a thing, though. I feel like I would look for a person. I wouldn't look for material things. I lost so many things. There was a fire in the building where we grew up. My parents still live in it. And we got all this water damage. And we lost so much stuff. So many pictures. Like, so much shit from high school. Like, so I feel like, to me, I don't really have that many things to hold on to. So now I'm just like, just throw it out. Me and her are always like arguing about things like that, because I'm like, just throw it out. Like, I'll just buy a new one, because I hate clutter and like mess, you know? I mean, it's to an extent, I feel like, obviously,
she'd be ready to throw shit out.
You can't throw everything.
And I'm just like, relax. Like, she on a throwing spree. Like, this could be something. We could use this. Or, hey, this has sentimental value. Like,
the sentimental value thing for her.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's a thing. Because guess what? Sometimes we people live in these things. So when you lose people, like my mom's a really love my mom, but that woman's a hoarder, low key. I know that the things that she keep, a good majority of it at least, is like, it's her. Like, it's what makes her. It's what she loves. It's what, like, jewelry is a big thing for us. Obviously, I grew up in a jewelry business. Oh, yeah,
business.
I
mean, jewelry is different, because you get money out of that.
But even that, you knowing like, oh, well, you guys got all that jewelry, or like, you grew up in a jewelry business. Why would you want more jewelry?
Like, I don't think of it like that, because it's like jewelry is jewelry.
Yeah. I don't know. But I like, you know, I don't know. I keep things closest to me. It depends on what it is. I'm not saying everything. But, you know, memories live in things that are people. For me,
yeah, I mean, for me, I think it depends on what.
Yeah. But I don't know what I would look for first if I lost something, because I can't remember of anything that I lost. Or I don't want to think about anything I'll lose in the future, but whatever. If you could know the absolute truth to one question, what would you ask?
The truth?
Yes.
I need to know what really happens after death. And there's a heaven and a hell.
Do you believe in reincarnation?
I do, because I've heard of like crazy stories of like little kids talking about some past life, and I'm like, what are you saying? Like, how are you?
It's like when you get deja vu, right?
Yeah, how are you 5 years old and you're talking like that? And some people really have like an old soul to them.
Yeah, facts.
What I about agree. You?
I don't know what question I would ask. If you could know absolutely one truth.
If there's like life in another planet and we just don't know. And they're smarter than us, for sure. They're smarter.
I would think just like, what is it that we don't really know about life? Like, what if life as we really know it, that it's not really like, yo, movies be playing.
There's other Earths.
I swear. Do you feel like when we see, like, you watch movies that bring up the idea of, like, what makes you start questioning life and the world and the government? And then you're just like, is this you plainly telling me? Or is this you giving
ideas.
The world ideas? Yeah.
Yeah, this is why I love watching Black Mirror.
Yeah, it's crazy. So weird. Because it's just like, whose imagination is this? Is this like this? So this is either real life happening and you're telling us, and we're just too blind. We just seeing this as entertainment and not taking it for real, or this somebody's coming up with this shit.
The creative directors be on drugs when they do these shows. I'm telling you, they be on drugs.
If you met your 10-year-old self, what would you say?
Girl, you better play some sports. Oh, that because I never played a sport.
She was not a sports girly.
I was never played a sport. My parents never put me in a sport. My mom was like, you're going to school and you're coming home. Like, she was very strict about that. You're going to school and you're coming home. Like, there's no after school stuff, no after school. No. And I feel like now I'm like such a weak, skinny, fat person. I mean, that could be for another fucking episode, but like, girl. God damn, can't even do a push up here. I could never do a push up. That's a problem. That's a problem. Hard. One?
That's not easy for just anybody. That takes a lot of core, I feel like, stability and some strength. Oh,
man. Like,
we'll work on it. We'll work on it. What would I say to my 10-year-old self?
Any gay stuff? Bye. Like, you're gay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're gay, girl. Don't worry about the boys. You're gay. Yeah.
That's it.
Nah, I think I was good. I was chilling. Nothing really bothered me other than, like, I got made fun of like a little bit.
When you're 10 and you're just like, in La La Land, I would think. Mm. Especially at that age where we didn't have social media. Like, I feel like we were very naive. Like, I feel like now, like, my niece is what, 9? And, like, she's about to be 10. And, like, she's so smart, but it's like they have YouTube. They have all these things. Mm-hmm. When we were 10, what did we have? TV and, like, Disney?
All you knew was how to ask for money and how to double dutch.
Yeah, like, we really just grew up, like, very hands-on with stuff. Yeah. So I feel like...
I'm grateful for that, though.
Yeah, I feel like our worlds weren't really in, like, boys and girls. I don't know, like, dating, at least for me.
No.
And, like, yeah.
What sentence destroyed you, but you acted like it didn't hurt?
What sentence destroyed me?
Yeah, I can't think of one.
Has someone ever told you, like, oh, I don't love you anymore?
Yeah.
That didn't destroy you?
Yeah. I didn't act like it didn't hurt. That shit
hurt. Okay. You was crying.
That shit hurt. I was tight. Yeah. I was hurt. What you mean?
You was crying.
It just didn't make sense.
Uh-huh.
Like, fuck you mean? You went, all right. Like, I don't like you then too. I don't know. Like, nah. Nah, I can't think of one. So I don't know. Damn, let's just start talking. All right. If you had one wish, but it could only be for someone else, what would it be?
Now I have the song stuck in my head. If I had one wish, but it could only be for one person, it would be for my niece. Because she has cystic fibrosis, which is a fatal condition, which means that, like, your life expectancy is shorter. Mm-hmm. I mean, now, you know, there's tests, there's, like, new studies and things like that, and people are growing old with cystic fibrosis, but likelihood is, like, you have a very short lifespan. And I already lost my nephew, so
that would
be mine. Yours?
I think my wish would obviously go to my mother.
And it would be?
That
she has good health?
Yeah, not even good health. I just probably would wish that she just didn't have to go through everything that she's went through. I feel like my mom's endured a lot of
But it makes her who things. She is as a person.
Yeah, but, like, I don't know, because I feel like so many things have happened to my mom, and yes, my mom is strong, but I feel like her sense of mental resilience is not there. Like, she's been poured on so much in her lifetime that I feel like it's to the point where she just thinks, like, why do bad things always happen to me? Like, of course it happened to me. Like, you know, she's not in her soft girl era. She's in her bitter girl era.
So you want her to be, like, in her soft girl era? So I want her forever.
Yes.
I just want her to be. And what do you think would get her there?
I don't know. I think that if she didn't go through the health issues she last went through, she would probably be there.
Right.
So I think, like, that would be my wish, was that she didn't have to endure that, you know, cold cancer thing.
Yeah.
Which first time do you wish you could experience again?
Why are you smiling like that?
This episode is brought to you by the Weather Channel. What does the Weather Channel app share in common with a personal trainer and a life coach? It's an ally on your quest to wellness. What you do with its insight is up to you. Like running an extra mile when air quality is good, or checking your allergy forecast so not even ragweed can disrupt your chi. It's more than a weather app. What in the weather are you waiting for? Be a force of nature with the Weather Channel app.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Because I don't know, you just naturally you got, think first time.
You got a dirty mind.
Yeah.
You got a dirty mind.
Now you calling me out while I'm doing it.
Oh Lord, first time. I'm trying to think. This one's hard. I feel like it will probably be like a time where like we're just both having fun and like we don't even have like. Like, there's, like, no phones. We don't even know what's going on or, like, what time it is. We're just, like, vibing. Like, maybe, like, when we're on vacation or, like, out somewhere. I'm trying to think of a specific scene, but I can't think of one.
Like, throughout your life?
No, I'm talking about us. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I think first time.
Ask the question again.
It says, which first time do you wish you could experience again?
Okay. It doesn't have to be about us.
No, but like those are the most recent ones that I can think of. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, honestly, our entire first year together, even though there, you know, we had our times, but for the most part, it was really good.
Yeah, first year only?
Sorry, no. No, but that's where all our first times happen.
Yeah, that's true, of course.
Our first vacation happened in our first year. Yeah. Our first holidays happened within the first year. Mm-hmm. Our first, you know, everything happened within the first year.
Yeah.
Post-COVID, you feel me?
Yeah.
It's almost like we was meant to be, my boy. Mm. I hate the way you dab me up.
I know. I was like... Because I never know if she's giving me a clap or if she's doing this. Like...
I just gotta high five her, but I feel like high fiving is so ick.
But then you don't.
You know what that reminds me of?
You don't bring it back.
I be saying this shit. Hold up, because I be saying, because how do you bring it back on a high five?
No, not on a high five.
Because this is not how you do it to begin with.
Look at it's because you're opposite hands. Yeah, but you. You look gay. You look gay.
I know. That's how I feel. I read a post that was like, "This is not a part of the question, John," but I did read a post, and it was saying. Oh, what the hell did it say? I never felt so, like, related to it. Mm-hmm. And it was, like, something about being gay.
Oh, I remember.
But it's lesbian. I don't know. I forget.
But what? What about it?
Like, basically, like, how... you know how I'm always saying, like, oh, even though, like, obviously I'm a girl. So when I do gay things, I'm a girl. It's not gay. But then it's, like, mm-hmm. gay man behavior. Yeah. Like, gay man vibes.
Right.
So I resonated with that. That was the point. Like, the point of the post was saying, like, oh, you know, yes, I'm a lesbian, but, like, I have this gay men tendency to me. Mm-hmm.
People forget.
Yeah.
Crazy. What do you still want to do before you die?
I want to go on a hot air balloon.
Hot air balloon?
Yep.
Really?
Yep. I've really been thinking about, like, that Arizona trip.
Mm. I want to go skydiving.
And you're on your own. That's what you got sisters for.
That's what you got sisters for.
No, you heard your sister. She said she want to go skydiving. Y'all can go, and I will hold y'all shit at the bottom of. No.
But why don't you want to go skydiving? But you want to go on a hot air balloon?
Yes.
Skydiving is way quicker. It's just domino.
Maybe I don't want the quick. I like the nice and slow.
I'm gonna be like, if when we go on this hot air balloon. Do we have like some backpacks with like parachutes or something? Because if this shit go on fire, what are we doing? I just think about that.
No. No.
It's like you're slow. I don't know, man. But okay. That's what you want to do before you die.
Yep.
Oh my goodness. Okay, maybe this is the last question. That's sane. If I lost my memory, what's the first thing you tell me about us? This reminds me of the movie. What's the movie?
50 First Dates.
Is it that?
Wait, Adam Sandler?
Yes, but then there's another
one. The Vow or something.
The Vow, yeah.
Yeah.
If you haven't watched it, yeah, should. I love those movies.
Yeah, that makes me sad because I really would be trying to force that shit. Like, you don't remember me? Like, showing you pictures. I'm showing you pictures. I'm showing you videos.
Uh-huh.
All the little, maybe, you know, I still be trying to be thoughtful and shit, but she just be throwing shit to the side. But the first year, I literally made, like, I would buy her things that were, like, or make her things.
I still have those.
I know. Mm-hmm. It's one of them right there. But, like, I used to be, like, mad thoughtful in the gifts that I would give her.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like things like those hold sentimental values.
Oh, that's true.
I feel like those things, yeah.
Yeah. Just a lot of videos.
Yeah.
You just have to make, like, a whole movie.
Literally. And I would. I love doing that.
But what's the first thing you say? Or the first thing you tell me about us?
I don't know.
I will show you the dogs. Oh. That's easy.
Because I'd fall in love with the dogs.
Yeah, and it's like, how could, like, it'll be less scary.
So now I have to stay with this person because I love our dogs?
No, and then you see pictures of you with the dogs. Like, oh, cute.
Yeah. Cute. Mm-hmm. But, like, what happens if you're just like, are you immediately going to be like, oh, I'm your girl? Or you're going to like try to friend it out and then be like,
no, little I'm secret. Tell you, I'm your girl. Imagine you're like, no, I'm straight. I'm like, is the doctor cute or something? What's happening? Let me talk to him.
Get the hell out of here. Right. You all like, girlfriend. I don't know.
No,
like,
that would be crazy. They should make a movie like that.
That would be wild.
They should make a movie like that.
I'd be
whoever's
sick.
The director, make a movie of a lesbian couple where one of them hits their fucking head and then she's talking about she's straight when she wakes up.
That's
crazy.
Disappointing.
I mean, we don't.
So disappointing.
All right, that was the last question. We're going to go into family meetings because we have a couple. We'll see which ones we can get through.
But yeah, go on TikTok, y'all. There's like, other than that one, flamingo.cards, there's other ones
that are like a little more deep.
Yeah. They're good conversation starters for, you know, friends and couples.
All right. I don't think we talked about this one, but it says, I'm bi, but because of biphobia, my girlfriend thinks I'm lesbian. I have been with my girlfriend for 7 years. The first 3 years of dating my girlfriend, I was still messing around with my sneaky link ex-boyfriend. Okay. My ex-boyfriend was also in a serious relationship at the time. His girlfriend found our text conversation and sent a screenshot of it to my girlfriend. She's messy. My girlfriend thought I was cheating on her with his girlfriend.
Oh, wow.
Because she sent her the screenshot with no comments. My girlfriend was mad but forgave me only because she thought I was talking to her girl. If she knew that the sexting was with my ex-boyfriend, a man, she wouldn't have forgave me and I wouldn't be marrying her in 4 months.
What's the question here?
No, this is a little secret. This is a sheer secret. Wow. This is crazy. This is messy. Y'all are messy. But no, it's funny because in the last episode we were talking about how like someone called off their wedding because they got cheated on and it was like all over social media, the gay couple or whatever. Mm-hmm. people be like, I guess we already made, like, you know, we already sent the reserved the date. So what can we do?
Right. Let's not embarrass ourselves. But it's just like, it's just as embarrassing.
Yeah.
Right. To know, like, oh, you know, this person has done you dirty.
Right.
But it's just like, what possessed, but why make the choice to mess with that? Any person, like, okay.
For 3 years.
Yeah, for, like, however long it is. Do you feel like cheating in a sense of, like, oh, you had a physical encounter with someone sexually or whatever, whether it was, like, the full sex or just kissing or whatever, one time, but, like, it never happened again. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like that's the same as, like, people who literally... Because I feel like we've heard a lot of people who, like, carry out relationships almost. Like, constant...
No, cheating is cheating. I don't know what you're
reoccurring,
asking
me. I'm saying...
What are you asking? No. Ask the question again. I'm sorry. What?
I'm just saying, you have people who reoccurringly cheat.
Yeah.
So, and you feel like that it deserves the same amount of punishment as a person who cheats one time.
I don't think it deserves the same amount of punishment, obviously. Because I feel like one time, okay, it was an accident. But you keep doing this? Like, you playing with me.
Right.
You playing with me.
Right. I just don't see how people, like, find it in themselves to keep doing it.
Right. It's like they're just taking advantage of the person that they're with. Yeah.
But do you think, like, you're able to be like, oh, I'm just so sexually attracted to someone, but I don't love them like I love this person, that's why I keep ending up in this situation?
Maybe, but in that case, then you need to be single.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, you need to be like a sexually liberated person, clearly, mm-hmm. where you could have sexual encounters with multiple people and have zero consequences for it.
Yeah.
Like, and I mean, nowadays, like, people are poly and all of this. Like, it's not something that's, like, frowned upon. I feel like it's something that we're discovering, but
it's
new stuff, y'all. Y'all got new stuff to label yourselves with. Should I come out to my formerly gay sister? Hey, JoJo and Dara, I just want to say I'm so grateful for the space you two have created. I really feel safe and seen watching your show.
Thank you.
I really resonate with a lot of things you all express and have had similar experiences. Thank you for being real and transparent. Showing up as yourselves every week is a gift in itself.
Thank you.
So cute. Here's my question. I'm 29 and I have recently decided to date women exclusively. I have an older sister who's a Virgo too, by the way.
Period.
I'm surrounded by hello Virgos in my family, and I don't know why. But they can never make me hate y'all. My sister used to date women in her early 20s, but has since stopped for religious reasons. I'm afraid to tell her that I date women because I think she might condemn me or be disappointed in me. I used to be very invested in Christianity, and I'm not as much anymore, which she knows. When my sister came out to me, I was 15 or 16 years old, and I accepted her. I just fear she won't do the same today. I feel like she may think less of me because I was big on my faith, and now I'm not. She may see it as me regressing, but maybe I'm just assuming the worst. Me and my sister are close and talk about almost everything. I really wish I could ask her about things and tell her my experiences. Do you think I should come out to her, or should I wait until I'm in a relationship and tell her then? I don't think that you have to wait to be in a relationship to tell her then. I feel like you can say it, like, now. What do you think?
I mean, obviously you want, like you said, you guys have a close relationship, so you want to be able to, like, go to her with these things.
Mm-hmm.
And I honestly, I mean, only you know your sister, so I can understand, like, being scared that it might backfire and she might not be as accepting, which almost seems a little crazy because she did have that experience in her life. And I don't know, it's hard to tell which way it could go, because in all honesty, she could be very, like, I don't want to say open and accepting to it, being as though, like, now she's heavily in her religion again, but she could still be there for you and want to be there for you because of her experience in that, you know,
right,
in dating women or however she was before. Mm-hmm. I guess, like, my example of that was, like, me never telling my mom. Mm-hmm. Like, I always say, oh, I didn't officially, like, I know she had her ideas. She had her, you know, whatever, people outing me to her. But she essentially didn't know straight from my mouth. And I didn't tell her until later when I was older. And that was always out of fear of, like, oh, well, just because I have a gay uncle and a gay best friend that, you know, she loves and still whatever. I always think, like, oh, but as people's, you know, child, like, it's different. People are weird when it's their own child. So I guess I always feared that, like, that, oh, just because she accepts those that surround us doesn't mean that she'll accept me. And I don't want to take that relationship away from us. But I also felt like me hiding the part of myself, especially with dating, mm-hmm. like, I feel like that's, you know, a growing part of your life that I felt bad in my first relationship that I, like, took that away from my mom. Because mm-hmm. for 4 years, she didn't know, even though she kind of knew, like, oh, I was with that person. You know, I didn't get to go and cry to her when it ended. Right. I didn't get to go and, like, you know, that heartbreak season of my life, she didn't get to experience. So I just feel like it could be bad and she might not accept you, but it also could be good and she could be there for you.
Right.
It's really a hit or miss.
Yeah.
But
the religion thing is so, like, complicated and tricky.
Yeah.
Like, I talked about it. I think I talked about it briefly before, how, like, there was this guy who was in the Orlando Pulse shooting in the mm-hmm. nightclub and, like, a gay man, and then after that happened, his whole world changed, and then, like, now he's, like, apparently straight mm-hmm. because went to church and all of this and, like, whatever. I'm just shrugging because I'm just like, I don't know how it could just flip like that, but at the same time, it's like they know themselves, and if that's what they want to live
everybody
with,
goes on their fine. Own journey at some point,
right.
And whether that's spiritually, you know, mm-hmm. religiously, we right. all go through phases,
right?
So it's weird to, you know, at times, because you're just like, how could you just right, go from right, this right. to that? But
uh-huh.
that's not for us to be able to decipher whether yeah. that's just crazy or not crazy. Like, everybody has their own yeah. journey. So,
yeah, and, like, you're a grown woman, so I feel yeah. like she, yeah. She
has it would suck to not have her, but, you know, if you do have other people you can turn to, create a space for you just yeah. in case the one you have isn't accepting right. or welcoming anymore.
Yeah, I agree.
But I hope that goes well, and I hope that she does find it in herself to, like, want to be there for you, being as though she has had prior experience in mm-hmm. in that
yeah
field.
I remember when I was coming out to my sisters, I was so scared. Like, not that they were gonna, I don't know, I was just so scared. Like, I was literally crying as I was telling her. So I get being scared, and it had obviously nothing to do with religion because my sister's not that religious, but you just get scared.
Yeah.
You don't know how they're gonna react. So I definitely understand you, like, having this hesitation, and, like, you know, it's a big deal, but
valid.
I hope it goes well.
All right, y'all. That's it for our episode today. I hope you liked it. Yeah. Hopefully those questions start up some
yeah.
juicy conversations.
We'll try to link them in the description.
Yeah.
But don't forget to like, share, comment, subscribe.
Deuce, deuce, mother goose.
Bye.